Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Hi everyone, we're back again. It's me, Leanne, with Ladies of Liverpool, the podcast. And I'm so excited for you to meet the Delhi Girls today. These two are the most gorgeous, creative, inspiring women that I've met in a long time. They took a massive risk and decided to hand the notice in and start a job working with the Bezzy. Would you be brave enough? I don't know if I would be, but these two girls are so passionate about what they do, they thought they'd bite the bullet. Brave move, I think we'll all agree. These two are going to talk us through the highs and the lows. And of course, it comes with a load of funny stories. Plus, I think we're going to pick up some tips on how we can live till we're 100, the foods we should be eating, and why it's a dream to work with your Bezzy mate. It's the Ladies of Liverpool podcast with the Delhi Girls.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Well, it looks like we've got two ladies for the price of one this week on our podcast. Introduce yourself, girls, to everyone listening.
So, my name is Julie, mm-hmm. and this is
Rania,
and we are the owners of the Little Delhi, and we are in Envot Lane in Crosby.
We've been going for now nearly 12 months, so nearly a year into it, and things are going well.
They are going well, and the reason I know it's going well is because whenever I drive past, it's literally chock-a-block. You can't park your car outside the Little Delhi. This was an empty shop that nobody bought for years because I used to drive past it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to buy that empty place and do something with it? And it turns out it was you two.
It was.
We did it.
What made you bite the bullet, get rid of your jobs, and start up the Little Delhi?
I think it was kind of about three and a half years ago, sitting around a table, maybe with a bottle of Prosecco.
That's where all good ideas start, at the bottom of a bottle of Prosecco.
And we just knew that we had this passion behind us, didn't we, for food.
Yeah, we also know that when we're at home and when people come round to ours, and we, you know, we do socialise quite a lot with our friends, don't we? We always, there was something... Oh, it sounds corny me saying it. There's something magic about it. So people would come, we'd all have a laugh, and it'd just be, no matter what had gone on, someone would, as a baby, we'd all eat, we'd have a laugh. Someone had died, we'd all eat, and we'd have a laugh. You know, that's what happens, isn't it? Like, that's what we do. So we knew we had something special about us too. Yeah. We did, without sounding...
Yeah, I think so. And I think, our different backgrounds, our ability to work together and have a laugh together, I think that's the biggest thing that we do.
Well, talk me through your backgrounds then. So... just over 12 months ago, you were doing totally different jobs. So Julie, what were you up to?
I was a secondary school teacher and I worked in a variety of different schools. I was teaching food, nutrition and textiles. So my background's always been quite hands-on. You know, I'd go in there and it, every day would be completely different. The kids would just be amazing, which I loved. But at the same time, and I'm sure if any teachers are listening to this, I appreciate the hard work it goes into it. And then now what I've got two young children of my own, it's kind of like the sacrifice you make in a teaching job. It's either someone else's kids or yours. And I couldn't not give my kids everything. So now, obviously, we've got five girls between us. I've got two, Rania's got three. And we just see that what we're doing, we're trying to empower them to see they can follow their dream. Like, don't be scared.
Do see it. Their mummies working hard.
For themselves and for them.
And do something you love. So going to work isn't a chore. It's actually a bit of a pleasure.
And a challenge.
Rania, what were you doing?
So I did medical sales for probably nearly 15 years. In between that, I had three little girls. I did love it. It was very sales driven.
Pressure was on.
Pressure was on. I did diabetes and cardiovascular in like Liverpool and Merseyside, and with that came a lot of lovely things like traveling and going away. But I think after my third one, definitely I just knew that it wasn't going to be plain sailing, and I didn't really love it as much as I did used to. So I kind of looked out, and again, like we've said over and over again, our passion was food and flavour, having a good time. And light bulb moment, I don't think there was, but it, we just knew it could work.
Thought, if I can do this as a living while you're just bevied on the couch, this could be my job. Let's have a crack at it and see what happens.
Let's try.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Has it all been like gorgeousness and kittens and raindrops on roses?
No.
We've learned a lot about ourselves, about each other, about business.
So talk me through from the start. So from the beginning, you decide, you've got this idea. Where'd you go with that idea?
what do you do next? I think a lot of it was looking at, we're not natives to Crosby, we've moved there.
Right.
So we were in the local area and we were looking around. Don't get me wrong, I've got to say,
We love Crosby.
We love what's going on there at the minute. Like, you know, Leanne, there's loads of new things popping up and it's amazing.
It's thriving at the moment.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
brilliant. But we were aware that there was nowhere, like what we do, like looking at wellness, health, well-being.
We looked around the world, didn't we, really? If we want to say that, we did.
We did.
Looked at different places, LA, New York, Australia, and saw the trends that were happening, I think, quite early on, didn't we? Julie, again, like, she has the nutrition side of things and knows about food.
I love flavour. Because
there
were so many of these places popping up that were doing the juices for a while.
True.
And then it was the meal preps and delivering the meals and stuff. But what you're doing is something totally different.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't been to the Little Deli, tell us what we would expect if we walked into your shop.
A great atmosphere.
Of course.
Stop. Yes.
We're there.
We also, we deal a lot with sharing platters. So we do believe, we love our sharing platters. We do breakfast sharing platters. We do cheese, meat sharing platters, vegan sharing platters. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do specialise in, we do our butter bowls. Now, our butter bowls are nutritionally balanced.
Yeah.
So it's got your right proteins in. And we're not talking meat proteins, we're talking plant-based proteins. They're all plant-based.
Yeah.
None of the 14 common allergens are ever in our butter bowls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we, you know, and also when you come in, if it isn't on the menu, but we've got certain ingredients, we'll make it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing with it. I think you've just hit the nail on the head there. It's really relaxed.
Yeah.
And it is like going into someone's front room.
Yeah.
When you walk in.
Thank you.
Even when I didn't really know you well, I wouldn't have felt weird saying, oh, but can I have that mixed with that or that? It's all very chilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's customer focused as well, I think. Yeah. That's it. It's all about our customers who have been amazing.
So have there been moments where you've gone, hang on, what have we done? So I take it you've decided on the plan, then you found your premises, you had your idea of what you're going to do, you're moving, you do it up, you've got customers knocking at the door, you're open for business.
Yeah.
What were your down points?
I remember the first Saturday, and I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Horrendous.
I was new to it all, and we were literally from the, exactly like you said, from the opening time, we were full. And I remember Julie saying, use the green board for chopping the vegetables. Use the red board. And she was just shouting. Can you remember?
And like, your best friends.
We're best friends. I had Julie's three best friends. I had one of my best friends, but two of Julie's best friends came in. And by the end of service, they were back with
washing.
Us.
They were pot washing.
They were back with us. And it was almost like, we've said it, having a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
It was just bang straight in. And I'm very kind of cautious. So the only way she could have got me to do it, I was thinking we're going to have like a little day of tasting and we're going to try it out. And Saturday was our opening day. And I'll love her forever for it.
When you close those doors then that Saturday and everyone's gone, you're about to turn the lights off. Did you look at each other and go, this is the best thing we've ever done? Or, oh my God, what are we actually doing?
I think we looked at each other and we were like, what has just happened?
Yeah.
Because the other fear was...
Labour.
It is, exactly that.
Do we cry, do we laugh,
what
do
just
we
happened
what?
Then? Yeah, and I think as well, because it's been so long, like coming up, you know, we've been waiting, and we have other properties that we'd looked at, and for what, you know, obviously for the right reasons, it didn't happen with them. So we kind of got ourselves built up so many times that first day it opened, it was like, oh my goodness, how did we get through that? What just happened? And how are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it?
Oh, we're closed. No.
I bet you didn't want to drive into work, did you?
No.
That was it. But it's gone from strength to strength from that point.
Absolutely.
And you've obviously, all the little kinks have been ironed out.
We have had our ups and downs.
It looks like a well-run ship.
It is.
From
where
I'm sitting with me lovely eggs and bacon.
It is. It's a tight run ship in that way.
Yeah.
But then there's some days, whether it's a full moon or whatever, you know, we've got to think we're all working together in there. And some days, if one of us is having a bit of a down day, what is good is that we're a really good team. So it'll be like, right, you go to the back today, I'll be front of house.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like all singing, all dancing, Mary Poppins every day, is it?
No, no. And we do. And we were, I think that's it. We've said our team behind us that we've been really lucky to have. We've got two lovely ladies, three amazing Saturday girls who you know, we couldn't do without now.
Yeah.
We always said from the beginning, those first 12 months, it was going to be us in the business, and we were going to know everything we possibly could about it.
Yeah.
And we're not business women, no. You know, first and foremost.
And we were scared.
And we were scared. Yeah. Women, we just had to learn. And there was things
that we've gone,
oh no, that shouldn't have happened, or we shouldn't have done that, or that worked really well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the growth that we've had behind us, slowly but surely.
So would you advise people to take risks? That's the only way you sort of learn,
I would 1,000,000%. But think about it all. Do your SWOT analysis. Do your strength and your weakness and all of that. And then do it.
She came round to our just before we opened. She went, because your SWOT analysis. And I was like, what's a SWOT analysis? I've never done one in my life. And I was like, oh my God.
This is like the basis of every great relationship. Yeah. You remind me very much of me and my husband. I'm the sort of flighty one who has the great ideas and then doesn't really follow them through. And he's there making plans and checking we've actually got money in the bank to do these things that I've already booked.
Yes.
So I think that is the really is the basis of
I couldn't
what
have done
it
with
work.
Anyone else.
No, I couldn't have either. Yeah, you know, we are work wives, aren't we? That's what we say. Yeah.
I said, but like, I'm your friend. She said, you are, and you're my best friend, but it's business. And I think from that moment on,
we could detach.
That we detached ourselves.
And we've had to.
And that's the secret.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I do.
Working.
I think from that moment.
With your best friend, surrounded by food.
Yeah.
Like the plan. And we were going to get a drinks license, imagine that.
You'd never get rid of me.
Lockins.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So I love reading these little articles about superfoods and things that we should be eating to cure disease and to put off Alzheimer's and all these things. Hand on heart, is the truth to this stuff that we're reading?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. What should we be eating?
I honestly think that your body will tell you what you need and when. I do believe in that. Like sometimes, you know, you get like that little need, you need a little bit of sugar. Your body's telling you, have that little bit of sugar. But it's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, I'm going to have a Mackey's every day and then I'm going to have a salad in the night and then lose 5 stone in a week.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. No. You know, and I think...
Balance.
It is, and that's moderation. What we always say, don't we? Yeah. It's all about balance and all about moderation. And what we try to do in the deli is we try to give people that opportunity to have healthy, raw, fresh food.
Yeah.
Nutrients are all still in there, jam-packed with them, you know. Do I believe that there's one secret superfood that's going to make us last forever and cure us of all diseases? No. But I think there's a number of them that'll help your body thrive. And, you know, that's what we always say, isn't it? There's no secret answer.
No. Yeah. There's talk of the alkaline, obviously keeping your body pH neutral.
Yes.
More to the alkaline side. I think that is proven. Like for cancer and things like that. I do believe that.
And what does that involve then if people are listening and don't know? Because I've heard about it, I've read about it, but I don't fully understand it. The alkaline
They diet. Do say things like, you know, your root vegetables and less meat than you possibly would have. All that kind of stuff is the more alkaline side of things. But again, turmeric, again, an amazing anti-inflammatory. There's just so many things that if you add into your diet.
Yeah.
Will benefit you.
Well, there's a running joke in our house where we've got this tub of turmeric.
Yeah.
And my husband's will throw it in whatever I'm cooking.
It's brilliant.
And go, there you go.
Just a teaspoon.
So you don't lose your keys.
Yeah.
Apparently, for memory, he read.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, in India, like memory loss or whatever is nowhere near like it is in the UK because they eat tons of this turmeric.
But in India, Ayurvedic medicine is a massive thing, which is like the science of life, like using plants to heal your body, you know. And also, like, I know a lot of homeopathic stuff is dismissed a lot by a lot of doctors, which I understand because, you know, being a doctor's a science, and we're not scientists and we're not doctors and we're not proclaiming to be that, really.
No.
Well, not at all, really. But what I will say is that if you're eating the right foods and putting the right things into your body and... You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but then you can't expect miracles if you're applying it full of high fat, high sugar, high processed foods.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's a lot of people are beginning to realise that.
Yes.
The processed food side of things. I think, you know, you'll speak to people and they say, oh, I'll make it all from scratch, or I try and make the majority of it from scratch.
Yeah.
You know, your tomato based sauces or things like that. I think all of that slowly is feeding out.
Yeah.
And I think in the little deli, like we've said, the balance side of it will give the option. You know, we'll do our Buddha bowls, but we'll do our meat platters and cheese platters.
Yeah.
or we'll add something onto a Buddha bowl if someone wants.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
But we're not, you know, shouting out from the rooftop saying, no. Oh, come and get, you know, I think we just think plant-based. Flexitarian's another one that people are using at the
what
moment.
What the hell's a flexitarian?
I am a fully fledged flexitarian.
Is this where you don't completely commit to being a vegetarian?
Exactly.
That is it.
Is this a vegetarian who like ham butty?
This is for a vegetarian who might get drunk and fancy a bacon butty. That's exactly what it is.
A flexitarian.
Yeah.
That is gold.
It's brilliant.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
The things that we read about certain foods, give me your top ones now. Julie, I believe this is
Julie's
expertise.
Top foods.
Top foods that we should eat and why should we be eating them?
Okay then, so I believe that we should be adding turmeric and black pepper. I know we're taking the mick out of turmeric, but turmeric and black pepper, it's such a power. You need the black pepper for the turmeric to work.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong.
There you go, you silly Anne.
I put
just
black
pepper on everything though. Oh, there you go then.
I do. So even black pepper on its own, is that good?
Yeah, black pepper isn't bad. It's not bad for
but
you.
But put them together with turmeric.
It's like any vitamins, you need a mineral for it to work.
Right.
And it's the same with turmeric and black pepper.
Okay.
And for it to be absorbed into your body.
Brilliant. I feel like I'm learning already.
Again.
So what will that do for me?
Anti-inflammatory. Yeah. Like you said about memory loss, it's also been proven to help that. Heart, cardiovascular, you know.
That cardiovascular, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Honestly, it's such a powerful little spice.
Yeah.
It looks golden and nice when it's added to anything, doesn't it? Gives you sunshine.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does give you sunshine.
What
on
else?
The plate. I honestly think, but avocados.
Now, they're dead trendy.
They are.
And they're also a little bit pricey.
They're pricey.
Should we be shelling out on them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's a good fat. We
it's
know
a
that much.
Great fat. It's amazing for your hair. It's amazing for your nails.
Skin.
So I do think, if you look at different things like shampoos and creams.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think.
But they claim.
I think they might have like bits. I don't know, avocado. I think it's like, it's almost like a cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a mask for hair. It's just, I do think, and it, you know, it's one of our best sellers as well.
Yeah.
It is one of our best sellers. But the other thing I would say, and I know that they've got a bit of a bad rep, but oats, poor little oats.
Yeah.
But they're so good for you.
And why are they good for us?
Because they're so good, in a way, if you're looking at it from a diet point of view, is that if you're having oats in the morning, for your overnight oats or whatever, first of all,
low
an overnight
GI,
oats,
isn't it?
It's low GI. But also, you can put in whatever you want. So in my overnight oats, I'll put in a bit of grated carrot, I'll put in a touch of maple syrup, I'll put in some raspberries, I'll put in a bit of cacao powder, I'll put in some chia seeds. You can get it all in there.
Yeah.
The other thing about oats is that they're a slow-release carb.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, if I'm going to have breakfast, I'll have that. Because what I will do, otherwise, I will go in the deli and I will have about 15 breaks and I'll eat 100 pieces of toast. Yeah. And I really will, because...
And I say, where's my bread?
Yeah, and I've eaten it all.
But I was reading about oats for, like, your kidneys and everything the other day.
They're so mineral rich, honestly. The little, but I think they get a bad rep because of wheat and gluten and everything else. But I think a slow release, you're not snacking through the day. Yeah. Honestly, they're amazing.
Brilliant. Okay, so oats, turmeric with black pepper,
yes,
and avocado,
yes.
There are things to make sure we get when we're doing our big shop this week.
Please
try and get those into your diet.
You.
There are tips of the day.
Yes,
and maybe just take a little bit of time if you're interested in everything that's being said right now.
Yeah,
you can. On the internet, you can be researching.
I was just about to say, research and see for yourselves what you would like to incorporate into the diets.
Because I do things like that if you're feeling tired or, you know, you're having period pains, or what should I be eating for? As an alternative to the usual paracetamol and a hot water bottle, sometimes there's something you can eat to fix the body from the inside out.
Definitely.
9 times out of 10, there will be.
Yeah. New mums.
Yeah.
Iron-rich food, all these things years ago.
Yeah, your rockets, your spinach, your green veg.
The greener the veg, the higher the mineral.
Yeah. So you just rely on, you did rely on food, and a pint of Guinness, which was always popular.
Pint of Guinness?
In the 50s and 60s, according to me nans.
I think even the 70s, my mum used to drink it when she was having me.
We are not endorsing Guinness.
No, that's wrong.
Or
no,
alcohol.
Never.
There are other things on the market.
Like water.
Yes.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Now, it doesn't stop in the shop, even though you're spending literally every waking minute in that shop and it's such a success. We need to talk about the little deli in the community. So how you're going about and you're spreading the word and you're helping people out. What's on the planner for the next couple of months, or what have you been doing lately?
Well, recently we were in one of our local schools, Sacred Heart.
Fab.
And we have been talking about making the right choices regarding it. Now, we believe that it's just making little differences, yeah. Especially young children, like year 7 and 8, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. We're trying to get them to think about, you know, obviously drinking water is paramount,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially at that age. Your body needs it. We're 72% water, you know, yeah. Stops being lethargic, stops headaches, everything else. And what we found is that obviously working in the deli where we are, we see a lot of the kids walking past, not just from that school, any school.
Yeah. And going to grab their Lucozade, yeah. Or, well,
you're
or
surrounded
any energy
by
drinks.
Them, aren't you, there,
yeah.
We are.
The energy school drinks kids coming from,
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah. And we were asked by, yeah, the head of lower school to come in and talk about making the right choices and looking at the amount of sugars, what chemicals are in it, is any of it natural? And we, you know, when we look at, when we're examining some of the different ingredients in them, I think the children were a bit like, oh, yeah, my goodness. What
it does to your body.
Yeah.
Our app's all there. Done. Yeah. Right. So you just need to download
The Little Deli.
Get on your phones, ladies. So that's a free app.
It's a, yes, free app.
Oh, here we go.
You can redeem a coffee, I think.
Yeah,
can't
free
you?
Hot drink when you get it downloaded.
And,
yeah,
can I just say, the only reason I even met these girls is because my dad popped in, yeah, for a coffee. And he said to me, it's the best coffee,
aww,
he's ever had. He's so amazing. That was the whole reason I walked. Yeah. I have one of these coffees. My dad's raving about them. So you can get one for free.
Yes.
Just make sure you get the app. So we search Little Deli on the App Store.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll come across it.
Yes.
We've done
that's
that.
Great.
And we've also got, very exciting, we've been asked to be speakers for 50 to 60 people with Paul Askew from the Art School.
Wow.
From, it's Natalie, isn't it?
From Omi Omai,
mm-hmm, and Leaf.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, again, quite similar, our journey.
Yeah.
How we came about the Little Deli. What are you, unique selling points are, what we're doing in Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of came very, like, organically, just a few days after doing this.
Yeah.
So we are so excited, but also really not nervous. Like, it's kind of all seems to be coming together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we've been asked to do that, and then who knows?
But also, we work with a hairdresser up in Formby,
yeah.
And what we do is each month we produce a recipe which helps with, obviously, you can put whatever you like on your hair and to help it grow or help it nourish or whatever. But what we're looking at, like we were talking earlier about putting the nourishment into your body to help it grow or help stop grey or help with hair loss, we produce a recipe each month with them,
yeah,
don't we? Which you can find on our website.
Tell me about not going grey. Because I've started massively getting grey hair.
Oh, is your mate, Anna?
It's horrendous, isn't it?
It is so hard.
I was actually born with a grey streak.
Honestly,
isn't that meant to be lucky?
I don't know. I think I was just really stressed in the womb.
Yeah.
I am quite lucky, you know, in life, I think, in general. But I was born with this grey streak.
No way.
And so I used to colour it in with like a black felt because I had black hair originally as a kid.
No way.
And I used to colour it in with a felt. So tell me about what could I be doing putting on my hair?
Well, it's what you eat. It's the food that you're eating.
What is it?
So, basically,
save us all a fortune getting our roots done.
So, on the last
genetics
recipe,
genetics plays a part as well.
It does, I know.
Sorry.
Damn the genetics.
But the last recipe, yeah, we done was coincidentally overnight oats, but it was a carrot cake one, and it had walnuts, carrots, oats in there, and it was also with almond milk, which is what we liked it with,
yeah,
in ours, and those nutrient-rich foods can help with your grey hairs. So it helps with your hair colour. It stops your hair going grey, or it can prevent. So if you've got, slow it down. So it's not going to say the grey you've got now, you're going to end up with a patchy bit of grey, and then the rest of it will be this colour that you usually wear. It's not going to work like that. But what it'll do is it can prevent the rest of your hair going grey, or can slow that process down.
Yeah.
Wow. What else did you find when you were doing these things?
About biotin and keratin and how your body. You know, we were looking at a lot of foods that are rich in that. So this month's recipe is about avocado and eggs.
Yeah, so again, you're talking about it, it's like thinking of those superfoods.
Yeah.
So your egg with your protein.
Biotin.
Well, and then the avocado, obviously, with the growth and the hair, the glossy and the oils.
And also keeping your scalp healthy.
The Crosby Aldi, the Thornton one and the Bootle
one.
Okay. Sold out of avocado.
They've been murdered in the aisles. You can see it now.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
I think we all think when we're spending time with our best mates and you say goodbye to them and you think, if only I could spend every single day
yeah.
with my friends. We talk about it all the time. My bestie Kate, who's probably listening right now, we've been mates since we were kids, and whenever we have a drink we go, what business can we start, what can we do, so we just see each other every day, because like everyone else we can go months without actually yeah. physically seeing each other's faces, and that kills me off. I think women do better when they're surrounded by their friends
yes.
and by women. Yeah. We just lift each other up, don't yeah. we, in so many ways. Yeah. So what would you say were the best parts of working with your best friends?
I think we've learned, because obviously when you see your best friends, you're in each other, in and out of each other's pockets. Yeah. You know, you're not there all the time. Like you've just said, you can go months. Mm.
And it's different with the friends that you've grown up with.
Yeah.
It's different from the friends you've met at uni.
Yeah.
And it's different from like us who have met later on.
Yeah. All these different yeah. relationships women have with different yeah. friends.
I think
it's really powerful. And what we do think is like women together, no offence to men, because they're lovely too, but women together.
Well, they have a place.
They're all right,
do.
Yes.
They have a purpose.
We've
they're
always said about a house, haven't we? With all
commune.
Our like,
just
know, Crosby, our little Crosby friends, the girls, we say, why don't we just have a house and we just share like childcare,
cooking,
cleaning,
never,
it would
dishes
work.
In the sink, never. Would there?
It would work.
There'd be no wet towels no, on the floor.
None. No, no one will be asking, where have you done with this? What have you done with that? It'll yeah. all be chilled. But what we have found is that I feel like we've learnt a lot about each other, and I think that the impression that we had of each other
yeah.
initially has very much evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
You know, we've learned so much about each other's personalities. Mm-hmm. I think
we didn't know who was going to be, say, for example, front, or we didn't know who was going to be
yeah.
the back, trying to sort it out, and we didn't.
Yeah.
And I've got to admit, a lot of people saying, we've said it, oh, don't go into business with a friend.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, don't put all your eggs in the
yeah.
basket. You
it'll
know,
ruin the relationship.
It'll ruin it all. And at times we have kind of sniped at each other a
yeah.
little bit, and we've gone, oh, do you know what? I didn't like that. Or, you know, don't, that was our beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay
yeah.
to say that.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go home and go, oh, well, fuming.
Yeah.
Because it's like, right, we've said it. It's
dealt
with.
We're yeah. both very like that.
Yeah.
Sorted out, right, next.
Yeah.
You know, let's go on with the next day now. Because
yeah.
we've still got
it's
to go
done.
There, open the shop, and create an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah.
And we can't. It's like, you know, we was laughing about this yesterday. You know, like when you were younger
mm-hmm.
and you go home and you'd know if your mum was fuming, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The whole atmosphere in the house
totally changes.
Totally changes. It's like a big rain cloud over it. And
yeah.
we were saying that our mood affects our deli.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we've got to make sure that if something's happened or something's bothered one of us, it's out, we don't fester.
Within the first
yeah.
5 minutes of being
yeah.
in the morning, isn't it? We say, are you okay, Jo? She goes, well, and I know you're not.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ran.
You've got to be close enough, haven't you,
yeah.
to do that? Because once you ask that question,
you've got to be prepared.
Have I done something?
Yeah.
You've got to be ready for
yeah.
the answer, haven't you?
Yeah.
yeah.
But you do seem just thick as thieves.
Oh,
and
we are.
To watch.
And I think as well, what is good is that we can kind of look at each other now and we know exactly what the other one's thinking, or we've kind of morphed into each other.
Yeah, crazily.
Yeah, you picked up little
yeah.
parts of each
yeah,
other.
Crazily.
Again, like a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do, you sort of morph into each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
So what have you picked up from each other? What can you point out?
I try and not be so scared of the future.
Mm.
So like not to be thinking like, well, how's that going to work, and what's that, you know, what does that mean? To have faith in us and to have faith in a little deli and make that step
mm-hmm.
Without thinking of absolutely my SWOT analysis.
Yes. Overthinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Julie, what would you say? I think
I'm on the other way
yeah.
is that I'm less likely to go, yeah, I can do everything. Yeah, we can do it all. Yeah, what
yeah.
do you want us to do? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I now go, right, okay, I need to think about that. We'll get back to you. And you know what?
Yeah.
Take time.
Take time.
That's something I've been working on, because I'm a little bit like that, where I'll go, I'll do that, I'll do that. And in the end, you're doing all these things for free.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking, hang on.
Why?
I'm overstretched.
Yeah.
And why am I doing all these
yeah.
things?
And your balance of your whole life then is kind of, what am I doing? And
yeah.
why, you know.
And you need someone to go, no, take a step.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sleep on it. Don't respond straight yeah. away to the request.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do a little bit of that.
And yeah. concentrate on, again, the little deli, instead of like looking out to, it's good to know what your competitors are
yeah.
doing, or not even competitors, it's good to know what's going on
mm-hmm.
but not to focus
no.
on the minutia of it to yeah. think, right, what can we do now?
And everyone listening, no matter what line of work you're in right
yeah,
now, you can
it.
Apply that to what you do
yeah.
whether you work or you don't
yeah.
just generally in life.
In life,
if you spend too much time looking at what everyone else is doing, your eyes off the ball.
Yeah,
it is.
Look at yourself, compete with yourself.
Just do your best
you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's what we always say, isn't it? My thing when we first started, because I remember us having the conversation, might have been on that first Saturday, actually. And I just said to Ran, I just want us to be our best. And that every day we do that. And, you know, sometimes I can be tired. You know, it's not always easy to do that and to put that front, you know, hi, all right, but it's our business and it's our face of it and we want it to work, so it's got to.
And it is, I think, and that, you know, we're not being like smug or anything like that. We do feel like we've got a little something.
Yeah.
And we love it.
And are you in it for the long haul? Is this you two now into your 50s, 60s?
Yeah.
I'd love to say that's what want to do. And we want to see it grow and we want to see... Yeah,
we want
our hard work.
Yeah, our hard work to pay off.
Yeah,
but also for our girls to then, you know, maybe have a role in it. I don't know.
They say, "Oh, do we have to work there?"
You'll be starting, you said that when you're 16.
Oh, yes, you will.
We can spend some time, can't do while they're going to college or uni or whatever else. Wouldn't it be lovely to have them in the business and have something where you can teach them all the skills you want them to have at that age?
Mm.
But you're not relying on someone else to do it. You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream.
I know.
We hope so.
Girls,
it's our dream.
You are doing a cracking job.
It's our dream.
You really are. And I know everyone listening is going to absolutely love you. And if you do want to check them out, there's the app, but you can also go and see them. Tell us again, where is the Little Deli?
24 Embutt Lane, L23 0TR, in Crosby.
Just off Liverpool Road.
You can find them on Instagram as well. Give them a follow and, of course, leave your reviews. If you're heading to iTunes and you're having a listen, put your reviews down, leave them a little message and they'll be able to see it there. But do give them your support. Two girls doing so well, and it could be a totally different story. You've bit the bullet. I'm so proud of you both.
Thanks,
well
Leanne.
Done.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.